Fourth Symphony. Written and withdrawn during Stalin's Great Terror, it opens the BBC Symphony Orchestra's autumn season. You can hear it live in Radio 3 Live in Concert, Wednesday night at 7:30 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio, and you can listen to us in high-definition sound online. It's now 11 o'clock, time for this week's final instalment of Late Junction, presented by your host, Fiona Torkington.
Are these people playing the Muffin Man over
Yes.
there? Could you tell me how that game goes?
First of all, there's a circle. One person dances round that wooden steps, right round, till the end of the song's finished. And then you go to a partner, and then to the end of that wooden steps you dance.
You sort of sit opposite your partner, both
Yes.
doing wooden soldier steps?
Yes.
I see.
And then you go dance round that wooden steps, right round till the end of that song's finished. And you go on like that till the end of the song.
Now, does that mean that when two people go round in the middle, they stop opposite two people?
Yes.
And sort of set to lose these two people?
Yes.
And then what happens after that?
Then you go on like that till the end of the song's finished.
I see. And then the four people go round in pairs and they stop opposite four people?
Yes.
And dance to them?
Yes.
Now, shall we go over and watch them at it?
Yes.
The happy sounds of a children's playground in Millwall in the 1930s with that little girl explaining how to play the Muffin Man. And if you missed the playground treasures from the archive, which I dug out on Tuesday and yesterday, you can catch up on the BBC iPlayer. And welcome to the very last Late Junction of the week. I'm Fiona Torkington, here with you until 12:30. Solar Ferrants is a British duo. That's Nick Janaway and Sarah Owen. And they were at the Home Festival at Dartington earlier on in the summer, where they gave me a copy of their CD. From that, this is their version of Cold Blows the Wind.
Cold blows the wind tonight, dear love. Cold the drops of rain. I never had but one sweetheart. In Greenwood she was slain, my love, and in Greenwood she was laid. I'll sit and mourn all on her grave for 12 months and a day.
Why weep you here upon my grave? What is it that you want of me if you won't let me sleep?
One final kiss from your cold clay lips is all I ask of thee. What
When will we meet again?
Duo called Solar Therence, that's Nick Janaway and Sarah Owen, a track called Cold Blows the Wind, which comes from their CD Stranger at the Gate. I've got a couple more contributions tonight to Radio 3's Piano Season. First, here's Alexei Lubimov playing prepared piano in John Cage's A Room.
Floor from 6 weeks or more, you say it's a bore. to keep this darn hole tidy. Why'd you do the things that most people frown at? You haven't washed yourself a week.
Go back to sleep.
Can't begin to clear that mess in the kitchen. The windows crack, the basin leaks.
Quiet
in there. Mine can't even hear a good feel bad good. No light on the stair. You just don't care. You better beware, or I might take a tumble. Stop being a slob, go earn a few bucks, and I'll give you a kiss.
That was White Noise from 1969. David Vorhaus with the BBC Radiophonic Workshops, Delia Derbyshire and Brian Hodgson. Here Come the Fleas. And they followed some prepared piano for the BBC's piano season. Alexei Lubimov playing John Cage's A Room. And I've got a little more piano later on tonight. This time, something by John Lord. Now, this is a beautiful love song recorded by the World Roots team. The Turkish singer Aynur performing for the very first time in Israel at the 2011 International Oud Festival in Jerusalem. Thank you.
grube es bei bin er ni damen bir bole ve ger mi cavi hül henna pey botum khounum
Turkish singer Aynur recorded at the Jerusalem International Oud Festival in 2011 during her first visit to Israel, recorded by the World Roots team. The singer Kitty Wells died earlier on this year. Here she is with a song called A Wedding Ring Ago.
Untrue because you know I gave my heart and soul to you a million tears ago, but you were satisfied, at least you told me so. That was just a wedding
game progresses, the girls are all going round in a ring, and as each name's called, the girl turns outwards and join hands facing the out of the ring, outwards. This game goes on. The girls are all walking round in a ring, singing all the time. And as each name is called, the girl mentioned turns round so that she's facing outwards. It looks as though the game's going on until all the girls are going to be facing outwards instead of inwards.
Team Hegdal is led by the hugely inventive Erik Hegdal, with André Rolighetten, Rune Nergård and Gard Nielsen. And that was a track from them called Weird Daydream. And they followed sounds from the archive, a playground in Millwall in the 1930s, the game of Wally Wally Wallflower. First of all, there, Kitty Wells, who died earlier on this year, a track called Wedding Ring Ago. Now, unusually for the World Roots team, this next track was recorded in a fashionable bar. In fact, it was in Kathmandu's most fashionable bar. The duo of Hari Mahajan and Chakra Beer are famous for reconstructing Nepalese folk tunes in a sort of Django style. And producer James Parkin told me that the recording session was plagued by power cuts because it was the monsoon season, but they got there in the end. Thank you. The Nepalese duo of Hari Mahajan and Chakrabir, recorded by the World Roots team, produced by James Parkin in the poshest bar they could find in Kathmandu. Hari apparently was a one-time Metallica and Iron Maiden fan, and he learnt to play guitar as a child, even though his parents were dead against it. John Lord died earlier on this year, and aside from his Deep Purple fame, he'd always wanted to write a piano concerto. He was inspired eventually by a poem by D.H. Lawrence called Piano. Softly in the dusk, a woman is singing to me, taking me back down the vista of years till I see a child sitting under the piano in the boom of the tingling strings and pressing the small, poised feet of a mother who smiles as she sings.
Thank you.
So simple, so utterly heart-wrenching. That's the opening track from a CD called A Song of Farewell, Music of Mourning and Consolation, by the Gabrielli Consort and Paul McCreesh. And that was Drop, Drop, Slow Tears by Orlando Gibbons. And I followed the Adagio from Boom of the Tingling Strings by John Lord, played by Nelson Gurner with the Odense Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Paul Mann. And Jazz on 3 on Monday night also contributes to the BBC's piano season. There are two sessions in the programme. First of all, a session by the John Law Trio, and then a left-hand session by Robert Mitchell. Join Jazz Nelson for that Monday night at 11. A couple of days ago, on Tuesday, I played you a track from the new CD by Stian Vesterhus, which is called The Matriarch and The Wrong Kind of Flowers. Well, here's another track from what I think is a really great album. This is called Forever Walking Forests.
Thank you.
Stian Westerhuis and Forever Walking Forests from his brand new CD, The Matriarch and the Wrong Kind of Flowers, which was recorded in the Vigeland Mausoleum in Oslo. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you want to get in touch, we've got an email address. That's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And you can find me on Twitter at Fiona Talkington. And this is a rather lovely song from Emily Portman.
When you're weary, lay down your head. The world can wait for a while. There's some things better left unsaid. So now take off your smile. It's wearing thin and you don't know where to end and where to begin again. So let a little lullaby lull away your pain. You say turn to wild things
I've been drifting lately, further from the road I promised you I'd go down. I promised you I'd go.
That's a young singer-songwriter. I really like her. His name is Owen Barrett, and that's a song called The Right Way. Check out his latest EP via his website. And before that, Philip Klima from a new collection of tracks called Mesmer. The one I played was No Unknown, which he describes as unfamiliarity in a new environment. And the song at the beginning there was by Emily Portman called When You're Weary. Now, a final track this week from an album I've been featuring called An Electric Storm. It's by White Noise from 1968, Brian Hodgson, Delia Derbyshire and David Vorhaus. And from that, this is Firebird.
By the storm blown down, she'd a broken wing. When I took her in hoping she'd stay, milk and honey fed in a feathered bed. She got well and my love flew away. Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me. The feathers and straw had gone cold. Then at night I dream you come back to me, and your warm body with me to hold.
Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me.
With the break of dawn, all the dream is gone, and I sink once again to the ground. But I'm just as high in a rut looking up as I was on a cloud looking down.
Firebird, fly high, fly free. I can't hold you down. You're too wild for me.
Firebird from the trio White Noise from the 1968 album An Electric Storm. Reem Kalani is at the Musicport Festival in Whitby, which is from the 5th to the 7th of October. Here's Reem now setting words by Rashid Hussain, who died in 1977. The sky cried in rain, giving solace to the burnt out man.
Thank you. وبكت تعزيه السماء. وبكت تعزيه السماء. وبكت تعزيه السماء فزادت 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 المنهوكة وجدا. هل غارق في اليم؟ هل غارق في اليم؟ يقلب من سماء الكون، يقلب من سماء الكون، تجمد جسمه، فيزيد جهدا، سماء توقفي. فالبائس المحزون هدام 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 هدام
البائس المحزون
Reem Kalani and a song called Yearning. And Reem will be at the Musicport Festival in Whitby, and that runs from the 5th to the 7th of October. Well, it's just about time for me to go. World on Three tomorrow night is an unmissable session from the brilliant Session A9. That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And I'm going to end this week of Late Junction with a quartet called Fourth Page from their latest release called Ticks and Moans. It's from a live set recorded at St Leonard's Church in Shoreditch in London last year. Charlie Beresford, Peter Marsh, Paul May and Carolyn Hume. Till next Tuesday. Good night.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3, Through the Night, with me, Nicola Hall, bringing you a special concert now, recorded in October 2011, the 75th anniversary concert of the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra. Music coming up by Dvorak, Debussy and Ravel, but to open the concert, the Pastoral Suite by Swedish composer Lars-Erik Larsson. Whilst working as a composer-conductor for Swedish radio early in his career, he pioneered a new form of radio entertainment, the Lyrical Suite, featuring poetry readings and new music. His Pastoral Suite derives from these compositions. Rafael Frubeck de Burgos conducts the Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.